Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
You've mistaken me for, like, really being enthusiastic about Halloween.
Can I tell you something? I'm 43. I'll be 44 in a few months. I finally learned the Thriller dance 2 days ago.
Oh, very nice.
My six-year-old wanted to learn it. There's a Sing Halloween special that's on, like, Netflix or something,
yeah,
Sing.
Yeah.
And they do the Thriller dance. And she wanted to learn it. And I was like, you know what? I, too, have always wanted to learn the Thriller dance. So we learned it on Tuesday. I just want to put that out there because they're playing Thriller.
ESPN's Jen Latta joining us in studio. So you like, did it take you through step by step?
Yeah.
Like how to
do it? Of course. YouTube's the best, right? You can learn how to do anything on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I learned the whole thing. The swim move, like.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. We've seen it at weddings before.
Like. All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to Mark Chimura the segment.
It doesn't matter because I'm wearing this jester hat because Eric said I had to dress up for Halloween. And once in a while, I do things simply to please Eric.
That's
so
nice of you. What like, a good partnership you guys have.
You can, yeah. You can hear the little bells on his little head.
I never really noticed how much Vince moves his head when he talks either.
Right.
It's very obvious now when you see the hat.
Okay, so you're welcome, Ed. This is my contribution.
Speaking of costumes, so those two guys that tried to steal the ball from Mookie Betts in the World Series during Game 4, so it turns out they were banned from the game in Game 5. Although I wonder sometimes, would you have been able to sneak in if you had a ticket? Are they really going to spot the guy or guys? If
who's going to spot him? Like just ticket taker person?
Yeah.
So yes, I think that ordinarily you could probably sneak back into a game, right? But like, I think the consequences were pretty steep. They were saying you would go to jail. Like, you would be incarcerated if they caught you coming back in. And I mentioned yesterday on Around the Horn, guys, like, facial recognition technology is very big now. Scanning crowds, right, for, like, people that
that's
you don't
happening?
Want to be there and stuff like that.
I know we've talked about it existing. I know that it was employed, I think, for major events like a Super Bowl or something like that, but...
I guess I can't say with certainty whether or not it's happening since I don't have that level of clearance. But like I work on College game day, guys, and there are certain, you know, protocols and procedures that we have in place to ensure that the people on that set are safe, that, you know,
right.
You didn't say something so egregiously bad about a fan base or about a team that somebody goes a little, you know, off the deep end. And then, you know, like so we have very strict security measures in place for those types of games, large crowds and whatnot.
So if you were banned, though, could you just put on like a bushy mustache or a big wig?
Oh, Bobby Valentine.
Yeah, yes. Pull a Bobby V. Could you do that? Like, would that work or would that still?
No, not on facial, not on this level of technology, right? They would find, you know, like you can wear sunglasses and your iPhone still picks you up, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, or I wear fake eyelashes, right? I got the big... push brooms up here over my eyelashes.
And that still... your iPhone doesn't read you then?
No, it does.
Oh,
it's like,
does?
I know
okay.
who you are.
Yeah, exactly. You're not fooling anybody. I think what was remarkable about that is you've seen fan interference issues before. It's one thing if a fan in his or her seat or whatever is kind of tangling with a player who's gone over the wall to make a catch.
A la Bartman.
Yeah, right. Or is kind of in the way. Dude caught the ball.
Mookie Betts caught the ball.
And then they took it out of his glove.
They tried to pry it out of his glove. And I thought that Justin Tinsley made a great point yesterday on Around the Horn when he said that's a level of entitlement that like we need to have a conversation about. Just because you buy a ticket does not mean that you can forcibly, which is what it was. Like, he's holding Mookie Betts' glove and the hand that is in it. You can't forcibly touch athletes. I thought that was understood. But apparently not by everybody. That was a crazy scene. And I just really have no tolerance or respect for somebody who thinks that they can insert themselves in a sporting event like that, right? Like these athletes, there's a level of trust, right? It's
sure.
It's a mutual exchange of trust where you're not gonna come into my space, I'm not gonna come into your space, especially after what was the palace? Malice at the Palace.
Right.
All those years ago. So good that they were punished. I had said on the show yesterday that the baseball gods did not step in that night, because if the baseball gods had, then the Yankees would have lost game four. But maybe it was worse.
Even better, right.
By the way it went down last night, right. You guys, because they had the lead.
That game was
then
over.
The Dodgers tied it, and then the Dodgers take the lead, and then I think in dramatic fashion, I went to bed, but I saw this morning on social, dramatic fashion, victory by the
Dodgers.
I
wonder what that feels like, to be up and think you're going to go and play another game.
Oh. Stop it.
Thanks, Jen.